episode 2174, Every Gift Matters.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. Merry Christmas. I hope you're having a splendid week. For most of us, it is a shorter week, so you know what? I want you to focus on the reason for this season, because every gift matters. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Bringing hope and uplifting hearts comes easier than doing the same for yourself. Don't forget to ready your heart to receive. Every gift matters. Let this year begin your journey to bounce back. No shame, no fear. It's been a long year, but it's still your year. It's the beginning to a new you. Look for hope beyond what you can control. No matter how small or how big, every gift matters. When you think about Christmas, what does Christmas mean to you? I mean, seriously, what does Christmas mean to you? Most of us are stuck in the hustle and bustle. We've got our traditions. We have our responsibilities. We have where we're going and what we're doing. But somehow, in the midst of all of that, we don't sit down long enough and answer a simple question. What does Christmas mean to me? What does it look like? You know, some of us associate Christmas with the birth of Jesus Christ. Lots of gifts, school concerts and plays, sugar cookies, or maybe a few homemade pies, gingerbread houses, snowfalls, Hallmark for some of you, football for one like me, vacations in the mountains, you name it, that's Christmas. Or is it? Is that really what Christmas looks like for you? You know, it's amazing to me how we put our own lives on hold for everybody else. But when it comes to something so important as what we're doing for our everyday life, we're not willing to take the plunge. In fact, we begin to purge our hearts of what matters and fill them up with stuff that clogs the real reason for the season. And we wonder, why do we feel so empty at times? We got a lot of stuff, but where is your heart? Christmas does incorporate gifts. I mean, think about it. It does. If you're a believer and you believe that Christmas is specifically for the birth of Jesus Christ and you have other things, yes, you may sprinkle in Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Frosty the Snowman. Those are all fun. There's some great stories behind them, some fairy tales, some not. But when you look at what Christmas is to you in your heart, yeah, it does incorporate gifts. In fact, it's the greatest gift given, God's Son, Jesus. So if gifts are valued at Christmas, what gifts are you willing to receive this holiday season? Because as you know, giving gifts is much easier than receiving. We can give all day long, but when we receive a gift, it's like, why? Well, because sometimes our reception of gifts comes with expectations. Am I supposed to be excited? Am I supposed to act reserved? Oh, wait, is this really what I wanted? Maybe not. Or maybe there's other things attached to it. Things from the past. Underlining conversations. Regardless of how you see Christmas, I want you to know that every gift matters. And guess what? You're a gift. You're a gift to this world. You matter because you are touching a part of the world that no one else can. And most of us don't walk around thinking, oh, I've got influence. Oh, you do. And we forget. And it starts first with your own reflection. Second, with your family. Third, usually within your job, community, your volunteer work, and then it goes from there. goes into your social media. It goes into conversations that you have in lines at the grocery store, even when you're social distancing. Every gift matters and you matter. So what gift are you willing to give yourself this holiday season? I know it sounds a little strange, and I'm not talking that you have to go shopping for this. This is one that takes some mind work and some heart work. What gift are you willing to give yourself? Patience? Maybe you need to stop pushing yourself so hard. Maybe you need to understand that this is a time of the season where you're just not going to have everything exactly in order, and that's okay. So maybe it's patience. Maybe it's love for you. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, I may not like exactly what I see, but I sure do think you're pretty precious. It's good to love yourself. What about forgiveness? Maybe you've been too hard on yourself. Maybe you've made some choices in life that actually is now holding you back. Yes, it happened in the past, but you haven't forgiven yourself, so you are having a hard time moving forward. If that's you, you need to definitely listen to yesterday's episode, episode 2173. Forgiveness. What about perseverance? Maybe you know what you need to do, but you're just not quite getting there because it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to think, oh, no, I'm not good enough. No, you are. What you need to work on is that perseverance. And you need to say, you know what? Yes, I'm claiming this. I'm owning it. Maybe it's passion. Maybe you've got something deep within you and you need to go all in. Maybe it's endurance. You're in a long, long season. I know a lot of people think this year has been a very long season. But in a lifetime, it's a blink. And so we have to look at it as, okay, what can we do with what we have, where we are? What is that gift that you can give yourself this holiday season? Those are just a few to think about. Whatever the gift is, you need to claim it in your heart. Stop trying to carry it around in your pocketbook. Stop trying to have it just on your phone where, oh, when you conveniently look at it, you're like, okay, I'm going to pay attention to this. And then 10 seconds later, you are distracted and you're doing something totally different and you never come back to it till like 10 weeks later. And then the whole year has passed and you're like, what happened? Why am I looking back and I feel like I'm doing the same thing over and over again? I'm not getting where I want to go. Because the gift that you need to give yourself, you got to claim it in your heart. Don't let yourself hold it too far away from what will be life-changing for you. But in order for it to be life-changing, you've got to be willing to receive it. Every gift matters. So receive your gift today. And guess what? The only price tag it has on it is you. Yeah, that price tag is priceless. But you don't have to worry about going out in the crowds. You don't have to worry about social distancing. You don't have to worry about, gosh, do I have enough sanitizer in my car to be able to come back and take care of what I need to? I mean, all of this stuff that we think about when we're out and about, no. But you need to stop and you need to ponder it in your heart. You need to receive your gift today. Let today begin your journey to bounce back. No shame, no fear, no condemnation. Only open hands and an open heart. Go out because you are the gift. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.